The first of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the declaration of the existence of God. And of course, this is an incredibly complex topic philosophically, theologically, but in the brief time that we have, I wanted to focus on one very specific question, and that is, what is the best approach to understanding God? Is this something that is philosophical? Is it something that should be more emotional, spiritual, or instinctive? What is the best way to understand God? What is the best way to come to a knowledge of or belief in God? And in this very, very important question, I think that fundamentally there are two broad approaches and perhaps a nuanced third view in between them. One pole would certainly be set by the Rambam. The Rambam very famously, in the beginning of his magnum opus of Mishneh Torah, in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah in Perek Aleph, tells us that Yesod HaYesodos Arumot HaChachma, the foundation of everything, is Leida Sheyesham Matzah Rishon, to know that there is a first cause. And he says a few paragraphs later, Yedias Davarzeh Mitzvah Saseh. In fact, the Rambam's position is that it's a mitzvah to have belief in God, but what I want to focus on today is not the mitzvah aspect, but that the Rambam here defines it as Yediya, not Emunah, belief, but Yediya, knowledge. And it certainly sounds like what the Rambam is indicating is that it is significant to have logical or philosophical basis in your knowledge of God, proofs perhaps we would say, and this is certainly consistent with what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, in the Guide to the Perplexed, where he himself offers four such proofs. Whether or not that is the Rambam's view, it is certainly the view of others. For example, the Chovos HaLevavos is another prominent Rishon, who was very much into proofs and philosophical and logical ways of demonstrating the existence of God. The problem for the Rambam, however, is that in a second source, in his book of mitzvos, in the first mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam says that the first mitzvah in the Torah is, we are commanded la'amin, to believe in God. And it's obvious, as you can expect, many commentaries are bothered, the apparent contradiction, is it leida, to know God, to be certain, or is it a leap of faith? Is it l'ha'amin? So the truth is, it may not be a contradiction at all, because the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos originally in Arabic. And the translation that I just read to you from, that says l'ha'amin, is from the original and classic translation from the original Arabic by Ibn Tibbon. However, in more recent years, in the mid and late 20th century, scholars such as Rav Kapach and Rav Chaim Heller have actually suggested that that was an incorrect translation of the original Arabic, and in fact, it really should be not l'ha'amin, but l'da'as, which would make the two sources in the Rambam, in fact, consistent, that the Rambam most likely believes that, in fact, no pun intended, that it's not belief in God in the sense of blind faith, but rather a knowledge of, a more certain awareness of, knowledge of God. Another possible way of resolving this contradiction, if you assume that l'ha'amin is the correct girsa in the Rambam, is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And he suggested that, in fact, the reason there may be two different formulations is because maybe, in fact, they're both true. That yediya refers to those aspects of God which are actually knowable to a human. And there may be certain aspects, and from Reb Chaim's perspective at least, the very existence of God is obvious. How could there be a bira without a bala bira? How could a creation not have a creator? So things like that, which according to Reb Chaim are knowable and even somewhat obvious for the human mind, that there's a obligation to know and to be certain about. However, even Reb Chaim acknowledges that there are many aspects and specific details about God, how he interacts with the world, and other aspects of his existence which are beyond what a human being can understand. And it's about those where we have a tradition about specifics of the way God interacts with the world, etc., which we can't truly understand or truly demonstrate logically or rationally. So there, says Reb Chaim, that's why the Rambam added the second dimension of l'ha'amin. In fact, according to this, the Rambam holds that they're both true. He's not an extremist in one side of just saying yediya, philosophical, logical knowledge and proof, but rather the Rambam may require or need both dimensions. Whether or not that is the Rambam's view, that is certainly the view in a middle position of some Rishonim. For example, both the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch say that the obligation or the commandment here being referred to in Aseres HaDibros is Shiyeidu v'yaaminu, that you should both know and believe. And perhaps the explanation is, as we just saw, that belief comes in where knowledge ends. But either way, whatever exactly the reason is for it, certainly Ramban and Chinuch include both dimensions. So the Rambam primarily holds that it's something that is logical and knowable, Perhaps there's a nuance there, but certainly there's a middle position that definitely holds that there are both. The opposite pole of the idea of the Rambam and the focus on philosophy and logic is most notably advocated by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in his famous work, the Sefer HaKuzari, in the fourth section. He points out that it's not enough to rely on philosophical proofs, but rather the Chiddush of Judaism through Avraham Avinu is to have a relationship with Hashem. And the God of Aristotle, as he puts it, is abstract and impersonal. But the Chiddush of Avraham was that he had a relationship with Hashem. In other words, he says, it's not just that philosophy is insufficient, it's that it cannot, by definition, prove the very aspects of God which are connected to having a relationship. Not just that the proofs may not be so great, and we can question the proofs. Even if the proofs were great, they only discuss the existence of God, but that has nothing to do with having a relationship with Him. To have a relationship with Him, we have to know and believe that He hears us, that He interacts with us. And says Rabbi Halevi, there's no way you could possibly prove that. Rather, it is basically through revelation, through the Nevuah that Avram received, through the mass revelation and Nevuah that Jewish people had at Har Sinai. That is how people have a relationship with Hashem, and that relationship through revelation, through knowledge, through instinct, through emotion, that is actually much more authentic and much more sustaining than any logical proof. However, it is worth noting that this is all fine and good if you actually experience prophecy. But what about the rest of us, unfortunately, for most of human history, that have not had prophecy? So this is, of course, a huge question, but a short answer to this is suggested a very important essay by Aaron Lichtenstein, who suggests that his relationship with Hashem on an instinctive gut level, his study of Torah, mitzvah observance, or even just observing nature, or even just a newborn baby, all of those are opportunities that nourished his faith. And as he says it, the primary source of human faith is faith itself. He acknowledges this may seem circular or even delusional, but he says trusting his gut in these authentic experiences is the most real thing in his life.